Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Just wrap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
We are live. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the 23rd day. It is the third day of May 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. And what has the New World Order Global Crime Syndicate been up to while they've been distracting and diverting the public with what all the evidence indicates is a complete and total psyop, psychological warfare operation against the people of the planet to distract the planet from all the big decisions that are being made, the final haggling and the formation of world government between different governments and private interests and power players. The attempt in the United States to pass the global carbon tax, hundreds and hundreds of taxes to regulate every facet of our lives, to openly and publicly be paid to private banking families, Al Gore, you name it. Republicans are involved. Democrats are involved. There are three climate change lobbyists, global warming lobbyists. They're now changing to the term climate change. A White House memo just got leaked. I could already tell you months ago they were changing their terms, but we'll go over it. In fact, on record, I've said that. So they're passing this new tax to micromanage every facet of your life. It will all be selectively enforced so big globalist corporations don't have to follow any of these rules. This is meant to shut you down so they can turn the vicious, parasitic, blood-sucking government bureaucrats and control freaks and all the dumbed-down people they've created who can't get a real job in the real economy to come literally suck off the rest of us. That's what's being set up. So just a total implosion of society. They're busy trying to pass amnesty bills for total open borders. They're busy Obama announcing that he'll continue the torture, continue the secret arrest, continue secret military tribunals for foreigners and U.S. citizens, expanding the wars, Israel getting ready to attack Iran, massive war being geared up for in Pakistan. All of this is going on, but the average person isn't aware. They're busy wringing their hands, and the bird flu, the swine flu, the deadly flu. It's all over. Give me shots. And here in Austin, Texas, and around the country, they've set up emergency tent cities for influenza at the Dell Children's Center. And people are showing up in thousands all over the country and the world. One-third of people didn't show up at week last, didn't show up at work last week in England, fear-mongering, wearing masks. And don't worry, the government's there. It's got the shots. So now it's gone from a form of Obama, Obama, to give me flu shots, give me Tamiflu antiviral, help me, please, oh God. Only martial law will save us. Only forced inoculation will save us. Please, only locking down cities and arresting anyone that doesn't take the injections will save us. Oh, man. All right, now I'm warmed up here. So I do want to take a lot of calls on this issue, the swine bird slash human flu that is clearly engineered. I mean, it's all over Japanese and Chinese and British and German news and Mexican news and Russian news and all these scientists coming out and saying this thing is clearly engineered. It has all the genetic markers. It came out of nowhere. That's why your grassroots scientists and virologists and health workers who aren't part of the fear-mongering, who aren't part of the staged fear-mongering that the feds and the Mexican feds put out, that's why they were so concerned up front and bought the Fed's line. Because this thing, see, viruses, and Obama, by the way, gave a speech Saturday, a little four-minute blurb from the White House YouTube room. This guy's giving like 50 speeches a day, more than I do. This guy's more of a New World Order info warrior that I am a liberty and freedom info warrior. It's hard to counter the endless spew coming out of the that thespian actor's mouth, that front man for the real shadow government Northcom system. But Obama came out and said, why are we so scared about this? Now, it may turn out to be nothing, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to spend billions getting ready for the next flu, and it's going to be deadly, just what Napolitano, head of Homeland Security, said last Sunday, you know, 7-8 days ago. He said, because this thing's out of the blue. It has no pedigree. It has no history. It has no other virus it's really connected to. You see, of the thousands of flu viruses and different mutations that scientists find each year in universities and private labs and vaccine makers, the good, the bad, and the ugly, it runs the gamut from good doctors and good companies to bad companies and government and the black op folks and the people bringing you eugenics. But you see this totally new virus appearing wrong time of year in the wrong hemisphere, never happens, and the thing is a never-before-seen mix with different parts of pig, different parts of bird, different parts of human, and some weird insect hanging off of the end of it, they're now saying. All of this going on, and it's rapidly mutating, and it spreads really fast, and it infects 40-50% of people that come in contact with it instead of the 10-15% that the regular flus have, even bad mutations. That's why so many scientists and virologists were so concerned. Because the Mexican government and the U.S. government and the World Health Organization, the U.N., were out saying that this could be it. Tens of millions could die. The greatest threat ever facing humanity. The greatest public health threat in 90 years since the swine flu outbreak of 1918. Those were all the headlines. It's over. Run for the hills. And so we got on air and said, well, folks, it looks like a hoax. I said last Saturday, last Sunday, right through the week, I said, looks like a hoax. And we talked to doctors like Sherry Tenpenny, who thought it was overblown. And we talked to other people who thought it was, you know, basically the end of the world, like the media was hyping. But the issue here is that they've used this as a dry run to bring in the infrastructure of tyranny and the police state and to have CBS News, Fox, CNN, everybody. I'm sure you've seen it. We played clip after clip this week saying, well, it's sad, but martial law is the only thing that will save us under level six. And we are going to have forced inoculations of those that refuse to take it. And if you refuse, we're going to forcibly inject you and then put you in a camp. So that was introduced. And, well, we got to do this to save humanity. We got to do this to save the earth. If we don't, it's going to be the end of the world. And so that's introduced into your mind. And CBS News came out with the executive orders and said, yes, under executive orders, forced inoculation. You go to the camp, and then they say, oh, well, maybe this isn't really bad, but the UN, World Health Organization, Obama, the Republicans, all of them are saying, even if this isn't deadly and a false alarm, it's getting us ready for another pandemic that we know is going to hit and that we know is going to be deadly, and when it happens, we're going to have to basically forcibly lock down the cities and inoculate you. I mean, here's the cover of the Wall Street Journal yesterday, The Age of Pandemics. And it shows Chinese police in masks and quarantining hotels, and they're jerking people off planes in the U.S. in hazmat suits like it's the beginning of the movie 28 Days Later. And it's just like, I mean, it's terrible. It's like this stuff is airborne Ebola, they're saying, but it's not. Turns out it's a very mild flu, though it is engineered. And now the concern is it can mutate into something harmless or mutate into something even more deadly. And because it is airborne and unknown to... Again, all these other flus have a pedigree, like a breed of dog, like a Boston Terrier or a beagle. You know, they have a pedigree. This virus is manufactured. And you say that, you get attacked. I've been attacked by MSNBC on TV and in print. I've been attacked on TV by CNN and in print. I've been attacked by at least, it's got to be, I don't know, I didn't count them up, more than 7 or 8 other mainstream news articles I saw. And I'm not even looking for these anymore. I get attacked so much. They would say the crazy website PrisonPlanet.com said this could be a engineered virus. Well, I mean, and you didn't mention that I was linking to Japanese and Russian and British scientists and top virologists saying this thing is totally novel, looks like it was engineered. No, you just attacked me and said I was a kook. But then I guess they did actually link to the article that had all the evidence, but it's still bizarre. Now, listen. What has this served as a distraction for? Oh, let me tell you, I've now finally read the entire treaty. I have to admit, I'd read parts of it in the past. It's worse than we thought. It would essentially ban all firearms, ban reloading as explosives manufacturer, give all your records to the UN. Yes, it's official. When we get back, they're coming after your gun.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. We are shouting right back at the devil, the New World Order. Start standing up and doing more than shouting at these private bankers. By the way, I meant to print it. I was on thomas.loc.gov and thought, hey, why don't I check out that Ron Paul bill to audit the private Federal Reserve? And I want to say it had 116 sponsors. I'll pull it up during the break. And I hit print. It didn't print when I left my house. I got to get a new printer. That thing's really doing weird stuff. People are like, why don't you just surf the internet while you're on air? Well, that would take time. You got to have them all printed out in the stack of stuff. Well, I think Limbaugh has a stack of stuff. Because with the internet, you can't be scanning around. Even if you have it bookmarked, you know computers freeze up and do stuff. You got to have it in your hand. Besides, I've actually got to go into thomas.loc.gov and here on the spot. My brain works so good until I'm on the spot on air. What is that? H.R. 1206, I think. Yeah, that's the bill number, and it's 1207. There you go. Good. Well, I'll pull it up. Doesn't matter. Some good news there. So this whole swine flu thing, and it's not swine flu. Pigs don't have it. Pigs aren't spreading it. That's been confirmed. The governments have admitted that from day one. The Hog Association here in the United States, whatever its name is, they've said, look, our pigs aren't dying. That is not the case. China's killing a bunch of pigs. Middle East is killing the pigs. Egypt's killing all its pigs. It's ridiculous. This is so people don't think, wait a minute, this came from a lab. Where did this virus come from? That's why day one the establishment says, oh, my gosh, it is a pig virus. And then they get to sell billions and billions of dollars of vaccines. They get to sell billions and billions of dollars of Tamiflu. Right here in Austin, Texas, Tuesday morning, they had big 18-wheelers full of Tamiflu pull into a facility down by the airport, being the old airport being guarded by police, 20-plus police cars. We got some footage of it. Everybody out there freaking out. They've set up emergency tents at the children's hospital outside for pandemics. And then they've been fear-mongering behind the scenes, telling the health authorities at the state level, we've confirmed this, oh, we're really at level 6, but we don't want to panic the public. Oh, it's so deadly. Oh, there have been hundreds of deaths in Mexico from it. Meanwhile, 30-plus thousand deaths a year in the U.S., tens of thousands of deaths in Mexico every year, hundreds and hundreds of thousands, on average 200-plus thousand a year, worldwide from normal flus, generally old folks or folks that get dehydrated. You know, it can kill you. Yeah, especially if you live alone. It's usually folks that live alone. They don't get out of bed for 3 days. They don't drink water, and they die. Yeah, well, cold can kill you. Pneumonia can kill you. No Americans have died. One person who was sick in Mexico City got brought up here to die. A 23-month-old toddler who had health problems his whole poor life. Sorry for the child. But you know, he had poor health his whole life, and it's very sad. But the issue here is, why then did the media and the governments hype this? They did it because the economy's imploding. Chrysler went under. There's all this news. It was coming to a head that Obama's expanding the wars, continuing the torture, continuing the secret arrest, moving people from Guantanamo to secret camps overseas and building new ones there in the U.S. and Wyoming, of all places. All of this going on and happening, saying, no, you know, we're going to keep the secret tribunals. All of this. Now it's not in the news. Now it's not being discussed. I'm going to take a lot of calls today with your take on this situation, 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. Now, I know folks in Mexico have trouble calling toll-free numbers, so dial 512-836-0590 for our namesake, the station we broadcast out of, syndicate out of, News Radio 590 KLBJ. It's 512-836-0590. From folks in Mexico. We did get some YouTube videos posted from reporters known by me as being credible in the past, up on Infowars.com for Godlike Productions and others. And they're down there reporting that, and then I did confirm, my wife speaks and reads Spanish, so I printed off some articles, showed them to her. I did confirm that you have Mexico City locked down in areas for food and water getting in. The stores are empty in many cases, and people began demonstrating and had some small riots over the fact that there's running out of food and water. And there's video of the riot police marching off to go after them in Mexico City up on Infowars.com, and that was about 36 hours ago. That broke Friday night. So all of this is going on, so it's a man-made crisis out of this hysteria, and they're pulling people off planes who are sweating and have a fever. They in the United States, they're in North Carolina, have checkpoints, and if you're sick, you disappear. At the border, if you're sick as U.S. citizens, they drag you off to quarantine. They're quarantining hotels in Canada, the U.S., Europe, China. All of this fear-mongering for something that's killed. The documented number is 12 people. They say it might have killed a couple hundred worldwide, and there's a few thousand cases worldwide. This is ridiculous. But meanwhile, they're announcing to you the new rules. Okay, Americans. Okay, Canadians. Okay, Australians. Australia is really fear-mongering. We may have to lock down the cities. You may have to get 14-day supply of food and water. We may lock down buildings. They've already done that. Towns, counties, cities, states, and forcibly inoculate you. And they're telling you the executive orders in the news, and you're going to have to lose your rights under martial law. That term is being used on Fox and CBS and CNN. We've got all the clips. In fact, I'll play one later. All of this is going on. All of this is happening for nothing. It's a psyop. And they said, we think this flu may mutate in the fall, so you better take your forced inoculation then. So this is kind of a primer. And then we also noticed they had unprecedented FEMA drills all over the United States, from Austin, Texas, to New York City, just everywhere, of forced inoculations at schools, from Alaska to Dallas, Texas. Drills of forced inoculations. You just Google inoculation drill. That were scheduled months ago for this last week and next week, so people would comply and be part of it. They've had drills everywhere. They've had mass FEMA camp drills and mass grave drills, and they've been calling. We've documented and linked up the mainstream news articles and the internal documents. Mass graves confirmed, Infowars.com. Just Google that, it'll come up because we have a data page with all the mainstream links. Rocky Mountain News admitting mobile incinerators, mass graves being prepared. All of this for months and months and months and months before this, at a level of activity we've never seen before, because they decided to just hype some man-made virus that no doubt some government lab or private lab put out, so they can now hype that they've got the vaccine in the fall and then reintroduce something new. Or maybe they know it's going to mutate. We don't know, but I'm telling you, this has got all the hallmarks of a total operation, and there's no doubt that virus is manufactured, period. So am I ranting? Yes. I'm upset about this because I've been telling you for years. I believe their next move will be a staged bioweapons release, and I said on record, I know these people, they'll have some false flag, false start beta test first to practice their federal takeovers. And most of the political scientists say that by next fall, next winter, definitely by next summer, maybe even this summer, they're already happening in Europe, Eastern Europe, Asia, riots over the collapsing economy, over the police state, all this. And then every time you try to go out and take over your government, take your government back, they'll release a bioweapon or a biosim, that's what this clearly is, and lock everything down in the name of keeping everybody safe. Okay, now when we come back, I'm going to take phone calls. But next hour, I'm going to let you know about the latest gun grab. And this is serious and a lot more. Your call straight ahead.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
The treaty, go up to Infowars.com. You can go read it for yourself. It states that civilian ownership of firearms will be completely curtailed for a power monopoly of the state. Power monopoly of the state's a nice way to say dictatorship. That's the criminal UN bought and paid for by the big banks. Openly setting up a new bank of the world you'll pay your carbon taxes to. And it'll be just like China is today, or Nazi Germany was, or Soviet Russia. When you're disarmed, the government can suck everything it wants off of you, while the offshore banks sit outside the tyrannical nations and play them off against each other. And yes, it's 112 co-sponsors so far on record at thomas.gov. Title to amend Title 31 United States Code to reform the manner in which the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System is audited by the Comptroller General of the United States and the manner in which such audits are reported and for other purposes. And it's written by Ron Paul. Congressman Ron Paul now has 112 sponsors, up from 80-something a couple of weeks ago. He had, 87 sponsors when he was on the show a week and a half ago. Just absolutely amazing to have that going on and happening. And back in the 80s, it was a big fracas, and Ron Paul talked about this a few weeks ago on the show, about auditing the Fed. So the Fed did a trick. They passed a law saying audit it that said it was illegal to audit it. And the only audit could be of office supplies, so the pencils and chairs, not what the money does. And so now congressmen during these hearings will ask the private Fed head, Bernanke, who's stolen $12.8 trillion so far, according to Bloomberg and AP, to give it to offshore private banks that you pay your taxes to the IRS. That's where the money goes directly. As Reagan said, not one red cent of your tax money and of income tax goes around the nation. It's all the other taxes that do. literally goes to these private bankers, and Bernanke says, I won't answer the question. I won't say where the money is. I don't have to. In fact, folks don't believe that. Let's play this again later. Google on YouTube for me, Alan Greenspan says Fed above the law from Lair NewsHour. Well, we're going to play that later, but I promise I'm going to your calls for the rest of the hour. Next hour, I'm going to get into the gun ban treaty, ban reloading, ban changing anything on your gun, ban the sale of many types of firearms, and it'll all be under UN control. See, that's a blank check approach where they just like under NAFTA and GATT, the World Trade Organization controls all U.S. trade issues now. Congress signed away its authority. Well, that's what this does, and Obama has said that he wants this. So remember, this is a guy who, when he was in the Senate, of the state of Illinois, wrote bills for the complete gun ban statewide. They want a Chicago-style gun ban. Then his attorney general argued last year in the D.C. gun ban case before the Supreme Court. He's such a gun grabber. He was the lawyer arguing against the Second Amendment. He said, I agree with total gun ban of the citizens. Only police and military should own any firearms. Black powder, single shot, they don't care. Now, they rule America, and these are parasites for foreign banks. And when you're militarily dominated and financially dominated, you're not allowed to be armed. And getting your guns is the last step. You will be fully, and I will be fully, dominated by offshore private crime syndicates. It's very simple. So we'll be going over that. Right now, let's go to Jason in Ohio. I'm going to go to these calls quickly, so make your points, please. Glad you're calling, but we want to move quick here. Jason in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Let's see, I was going to talk about some of the, like, the teenagers and stuff like that, how they're taking an effort to bring the message into their high schools.
What, the message of liberty and freedom or the message of slavery?
No, of truth.
Good.
You guys do. Yeah, I'm trying to compile a massive report about, you know, the truth movement, you know, everything you mentioned. And I'm trying to go into... You know, go in front of the teachers and go in front of the class and start speaking about this to them.
Yes, because these are, according to federal documents, we've covered ad nauseum. We sell the book, Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, by the number two person at the Department of Education, Charlotte Iserby, where they openly say their job is to dumb down and stupefy the public, where they have no basic understanding of anything, history, nothing, in these government training camps. The federal testing is to make sure the dumbing down is working. And it is. And so use these camps against them. Fight back in the gulag where they have the cameras and the surveillance and the brainwashing. Fight back and educate inside the government indoctrination camp.
Exactly, exactly. I have that book, actually. I haven't read all of it yet, but I am trying to, like, look through different books. And different
Well, it's the sources. Size of a it's the size of a phone book. It's mainly government documents, how they scientifically annihilate young minds.
Mhm. Yeah, and was it? I gave this the Obama deception. I gave the disc to Congressman Tim Ryan.
Yes.
For 17th District of Ohio. Yeah, I gave it to him, and you know, I'm hoping he looks at that. That's a great video, by the way.
Well, good job, Jason. What do you think of the swine flu? And that, of course, name is a lie. The designer laboratory flu that they've been fear mongering about that. Appears to be as dangerous as a paper cut.
You know, I heard about it, I think, before you mentioned it or something like that, and, you know, I know it was a man-made virus.
Well, notice how it's tailored to be completely engineered. And now the scientists are admitting that's what freaked them out, is this sucker has never before been seen.
Yeah. Let's try to see.
Hey, listen, I got to jump. It's good to hear from you. I appreciate it. Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air.
It's totally amazing that after 100 days, which might be coincidental until the recent events of the bird flu, that...
Our great leader is so calm during the crisis. Mm.
Well, absolutely, and it's interesting, you know, it doesn't deflect at all, I don't think, because from the president, because...
Sir, are you angry at Chairman Obama?
No, I'm not.
You know, he has a little blue book, his people. Literally, they have a little Obama book that looks just like the Mauin, but it's blue. It's not red. By the way, we've confirmed the Obama acorn people with billions of dollars of U.S. funding go around to people's doors knocking on them, seeing if you support Obama, and then they GPS your house and mark down whether you're a supporter or not. His own private army marking us. Soon we'll be yelling, wearing yellow stars if he doesn't like us.
Well, I was amazed to hear on my local community station, community-sponsored station, WMNF.org today, so many of the former Obama apologists were calling in that I was expecting to continue apologizing because the subject was the first 100 days. And I would credit you mainly with them saying that Obama is a front man for the, quote, New World Order, end quote. And I just never, I don't use those words very often when I call in, and there are very few other callers of like mind who call
in. And so
in.
Suddenly you're hearing the very points we make here over and over again from the Obama deception, number one on the web, 5 weeks running. Very exciting. We are breaking the paradigm, and I am really asking for him to crush me. But I'm too committed to this now to care, and I am, again, in through and beyond. That's exciting to hear.
Well, I'm worried about these other community-sponsored stations around the country. I've heard have been victims of arson in the past, and I heard...
Well... Okay, let's go ahead and take a call from Robert in Texas. Robert in Texas, you're on the air.
The legendary Alex Jones, how are you doing?
Good, sir. Good to talk to you, the legendary Robert from Texas.
Well, hey, you know, whatever.
Hey, we are all legend. We're living on an awesome planet with weird green trees growing and big crystal clear lakes and stars at night and clouds and
crazy guys worshiping owls.
And crazy guys in Bohemian Grove, Christian conservatives having homosexual orgies, yes. It's very bizarre.
Yeah. Well, I have to mention, I was in New Braunfels the day after that email came out about basically doing the fear-mongering about the quote-unquote swine flu. And the day after, that morning, I was unloading. I mean, I was actually loading my car because I had to go to work. And I went out the front door, and I looked back while I was loading my car up, and I didn't see anybody before. But when I looked back, there was this lady standing there with the GPS thing. And a little U.S. census bag.
No. It's confirmed. What they've done is they've hired Acorn people and others with $2 billion. This is admitted with the stimulus money. Another group got $3 billion, and they are going around GPSing whether or not you support Obama.
Yeah, and I just think it's weird because.
What did you say to this scumbag?
Yeah, there was an article that you had that said there's some kind of coinciding pattern with the swine flu where it breaks out and then where they're doing the GPS.
But, I mean, what did you say to this little Stasi? What'd you say to this Nazi, this Chi-Com, this Imperial Guard, this thug, this traitor to freedom, this dirty government agent, this piece of filth, this un-American piece of trash, everything that's bad about the planet? What did you say to this little minion of evil? Hold on, stay there, we'll come back to you.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
There is nothing that is wrong wanting you to stay here.
Okay, Robert, you had a member of our new secret police, the new million person, until U.S. senators announced the New York Times it's going to be 7 million. Domestic spies, but they're going to be paid by the government. That's the new government welfare program. They take from the working middle class and they give it to people that can't get jobs or don't want to work, and then they come out and command and rule us. Maybe they can have little whipping sticks, little cattle prods, and you know, we can start making bricks for them or something and build pyramids for the bureaucrats, and we'll build giant sphinx heads of the presidents. But so what did you say to the creature that was GPSing your home?
You know, she took me completely by surprise because I turned around and she just like appeared like a little vampire or a little sneaky little, you know, creepy person just creeped up there. And so I was like, well, what are you doing? Because she didn't knock on the door at all. That's what kind of creeped me out. She didn't knock on the door. She didn't talk to anybody.
Yeah, to be clear, they go, though, to the doorstep because they want your doorstep. Where to send
the
SWAT team?
Doorstep.
That is for federal. This is admitted. Listen, folks, guess what zip codes are? Zip codes are artillery coordinates, and folks are going, well, how with 5 numbers do you do artillery? No, the dash on the next number was before GPS. They can bring down on your house artillery or bombs with that. That is a Pentagon grid. Now, with the GPS developed by the military that was originally for smart bombs and cruise missiles, they admit this is for gun confiscation and control, and the feds are going to every doorstep in America, but they also have separately the Acorn people out identifying it. And they admit this. Are you an Obama supporter or are you not an Obama supporter? They want to know. And so they can send those federal SWAT teams right to your door in that land of the free, home of the brave, baby, just like we told you about the federal reports. And we broke the MIAC and the Homeland Security reports telling you the veterans of the terrorists and the gun owners of the terrorists and the families and the Americans and the Christians of the terrorists. And because we're the people that don't want communism in America. But it's not the communism that we were taught about. It's big, fat, degenerate offshore banks saying, this is commie land. We're going to turn a bunch of lazy parasites loose on you. They're going to steal all the money. We're going to give them a little bit because they like shiny uniforms. And the offshore banks are going to take it. How's that sound? Anyway, so you find this little vampire at your doorstep. What are you? And by the way, they're crossing people's fences. They're coming across no trespassing signs. This is all over the news coming to your doorstep because they want to know where to send those federal SWAT teams, baby. Now, tell me.
Oh, you're going to love this. Well, I asked her, and she said, well, I'm with the census. And I said, well, what are you doing there on my doorstep? And she said, well, we count people. And, I just didn't know how to respond to that, you know. It's like just so condescending, you know. But we count people.
So did you ask the worm why they were there with GPS?
Yeah, and she was she admitted that it was a GPS thing. And then she took off, and my girlfriend was inside the house, but I got her so she could see her walking off. And, you know, she had a little camouflage hat on, and she went to the neighbor's house, stood on their porch, didn't knock on their door. She didn't talk to anybody.
No, they're coming to find where to send the SWAT team.
Yeah, exactly.
We need video of this. It's in the news. They're doing it. They're coming across people's land, you name it. Remember in 2000 the cases where they would break down doors? I'm not, Google it right now. A census taker forces way into home. Google it. You think I'm joking? I don't joke about nothing, folks. It's all documented. Now, listen.
Alex, I don't understand. I don't understand what your deal is. You know, I'm kind of looking forward to building owl temples for these guys, you know?
You're kind of looking forward to taking that vaccine that sterilizes you? Then you're... Never mind. I'm not going to say it. They got shots, folks, that basically terminate any usefulness for your huevos. That, just take your vaccine, ladies and gentlemen.
Adios, mofo.
You guys are in there playing some funny clips today. Okay, you know what? I joke about this, but I'm not joking. I joke around, but this is a serious issue. Now, let me tell you, I'm not saying all census takers are bad or evil. They're folks wanting $10 an hour. But I remember in 2000, I was covering it on the air at the time, and one out of six households got this longer form that had 49 questions. And then I think it was one out of 15, I don't remember the exact, got this American Community Survey that was a couple hundred long, and people were getting business surveys. They were asking, how many guns do you have? What are your stocks and bonds? List them. Do you have a low flush toilet? How long have you lived here? Who is your next of kin? And I explained to people that the U.S. Code, and I had retired judges on and read the U.S. Code, all they can ask you is how many people live here. That's it. Not their blood type, not who their mommy was, not if they like to drink 2% or whole milk. You can't ask them if their hair is dyed. You can't ask them, if they use conditioner when they wash their hair. You can't ask them if they clean their toenails. You can't ask them their sexual preference. You can't ask them if they like Schlitz malt liquor or Budweiser. You can't ask them if you like the Cowboys or the Redskins. You can't ask them nothing, you little secret police freaks. Now, all of that said, I'm getting tired of tyranny, folks. I'm fired up today. This is what happens when I stop not exercising and start exercising. The old, horrid Alex of 10, 12 years ago comes back. The really obnoxious one. Anyways, testosterone is what it's called, folks. It's going to make all my hair fall out, though, if I keep working out like this. Anyways, side issue. Working out with heavy weights boosters testosterone, folks. I'm fired up here. All right, let me go. Plus all this coffee I've been drinking. But listen, let's just go back here. Doesn't it fire you up? To know that under the census law, they can only ask how many people live here, and that goes back to Mount Sinai and Moses numbering the people of Israel to break them into tribes. What you're dealing with here is they said, we're going to have a Congress, and each state will get two senators, but so that states with bigger populations don't get full control, we'll have senators. But at the same time, so bigger states do get a little bit more representation, in the House, it'll be apportioned by the number of people by the census how many representatives you get. And under U.S. law, they can only ask how many people live here. That's it. So when you get the form, the longer ones that we got in 2000, and now it's time for the census again, it's totally illegal. It's all color of law. It's a trick. Just like there's no law you got to take vaccines. It's a regulation to attend school, but it's not a law. It's their policy, but they have to give you a waiver for the policy under state law. Well, it's the same thing. You'll see the big form with 49 questions, 100 questions, 200 questions. It depends. They send out different ones, and it'll say, up in the corner, it'll have two or three questions, and it'll say under that, you have to do this by penalty of law. And there's a tiny dotted line beneath it with all the other questions that under law you don't have to answer. But they don't explain that to you. You see how that scam works? It's a contract fraud. Stinking, dirty, lying, government lawyers think up all this stuff to trick you, and they sit around laughing. Ha ha, the slaves will never know. They'll tell us how much money they've got in the bank. Do they own firearms? And then I remember there was a big stink in 2000 about this, and I got bang, bang, bang. And my girlfriend, now my wife, had answered the door when I was gone one day, and this punk at the door threatened her and said, "You didn't fill out your census. You only said two people live here. You got to answer all the questions." And she slammed the door. Well, he was back. And so I get a video camera, and I go to the door. This tape's somewhere. And I say, "What do you want?" And he goes, he's an arrogant on a power trip. I walked outside and followed him. He was parked in the middle of the street, just totally out of his mind on a power trip. That's how it is, these dumbed-down fluoride heads. They got 75 IQs, but they're on a power trip with a little plastic badge now. And he says, "You got to fill this out under law." And I said, "Go call the police then, punk. Get off my doorstep now." And he said, "You're going to be arrested." I said, "Good. I'm going to sue you after I'm done. Get out of here." And I followed him out to the curb because I'm somebody who's not a slave. I went and checked the U.S. code. I know it's a lie. Now, that idiot probably believes it's actually the law. Did you guys find where census takers force ways into homes? You didn't find it. Still looking. No, I mean, it was all over the news. Of course, that was 9 years ago, maybe off the web by now. Everybody remembers it. The point is, yeah, there were cases where they got on such power trips, they would force their way, bust down doors, they'd get arrested. One census taker got killed by dogs. Anyway, side issue. The point is, then they announced 2004, I remember seeing it in the news, oh, now we're going to have yearly and monthly censuses. Now, wait a minute, you have a Fifth Amendment. They can catch an axe murderer with 15 chopped up men, women, and children in a basement, and they can't compel the axe murderer to incriminate themselves. Fifth Amendment. You have a right to remain silent. Why, then, do they tell you under penalty of law you've got to answer these questions about do you own guns, do you have a low-flush toilet, what are your stocks and bonds? Those are real questions. You see, this is how these scumbags work. Now they're going around GPSing everybody's front door for the federal police. You saw the gun confiscation in New Orleans and now in Illinois. So this has got me fired up, and I'm sorry I kind of went over the deep end there, but I mean, I am sick and tired of it. And then now we've confirmed the Acorn people and others are running around with GPSs. Also, marking, and of course, they admitted this about a month ago. They said, "Oh, there'll be upwards of a million Obama volunteers knocking on your door to see if you support his agenda." And then I saw in their own blurbs, they've been given GPSs for files on top of it to nexus in with your name off the federal census. So both the feds and this auxiliary goon force, you know, when you see these USAService.org and all these groups, that's private groups, the Democratic Party and George Soros, with Obama's face on it, with a presidential seal, building up a literal Hitler Jugend, right, a Maoist system here in America. When we come back, your calls, and then the gun grabber treaty. I'm fired up! Stay with us, baby!
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.